Hi, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on compassion and forgiveness. I've done this before, but I wanted to do it again because I've got some more information that I wanted to share. And so it's really the intention for today's show is that you might always remember to give compassion when it's needed. Really, it's a lot of it's about being present enough just to remember to do an act of compassion. A lot of people know and believe that compassion is really wonderful and it's really a good thing, but a lot of people don't know how to give it, how to actually activate it. We'll be talking about that and also talking about compassion as a frequency. But before we get started, I want to mention some of the things that are happening around the Institute. We actually have a second summer intensive coming up August 8th through the 20th. And that's almost 2 weeks. That's day and night. So you're totally immersed in it. And if you were to pay in full, it's normally $14.85. You pay in full by the 15th, you get $200 discount. We also have in September the full 3-month program coming up at the Institute. And that is normally $3,000, but if you pay in full by July 15th, you get $400 off. And that's 3 nights a week and some weekends. We also have the online version going, and I think the next start date is July 20th or August 3rd. And or you can, well, that is 2 nights a week, 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time, and also Saturday mornings from 10 to 1. And if you, you know, what we use is Skype or WebEx. Sometimes we use both. And if you're not very technically savvy, you probably wouldn't be on this program if you weren't. But if you weren't, or you know somebody that's not, you know, we can help you get set up, because it's really simple. It's just like logging onto a website. So that's our online classes with live instructors. And again, it works really well. We've gotten pretty high and done some sound healing on each other and done chanting and toning. Basically, just about everything except movement we do online. And it's really, really quite effective, especially when we have people from all over the world. You know, so we'll be doing toning and chanting, covering the entire planet, almost like a grid around the planet. It's kind of nice. We also have videos of these classes. If you can't make them, you could actually do the live classes, and if you can't make them, you could watch the videos, or you could just watch only videos, and then we can do check-in every 2 weeks and answer any questions and also deal with some assignments that require actually speaking with me. So that's the online classes. We also, of course, have the Sound Healing Music Production class coming up in September 7th, and that's for 3 months. And that's you can get a $700 discount off the $3,800 for that. And that teaches you how to run Pro Tools, how to do sound healing music production, how to do mixing, and also run different synthesizers and run MIDI. And there's no program really like it on the planet, because we not only are really specialists at teaching recording, but we're really specialists at teaching music production as well. Also, we have the online version of that. If you're interested, you could get started just about any time. So if you're interested, just give us a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or just go to our website, soundhealingcenter.com. Also, just so you know, we also do sell music for your own projects. I actually have a lot of people that are doing hypnotherapy lately that have been buying the music, and we can sell you a license so you can sell it as much as you want, so you don't have to pay royalties. We also help with recording production here. We can help you do recording if you happen to be in the area, or we can do recordings for you and then send them to you. So there's a lot of different things we do. Of course, we also have crystal bowls for sale and sound tables for sale if you're interested. So a lot of different things going on. And, of course, a ton of CDs. We have 30 CDs now. If you go to soundhealingcenter.com/music.html, you'll find all of our CDs. Or just go to the website and you'll see a link directly to it. We're doing some interesting research right now. We just applied for a grant to the Michael J. Fox Foundation to find the actual frequencies that will get rid of tremors on headphones. We've actually done research with Parkinson's patients on the sound table and been able to get rid of the tremors almost every time, and it lasts about 24 hours. But now we're looking to do a version where people can just wear headphones. And one aspect that we're going to be doing, besides creating binaural beats based on the frequency of the tremors, we're also going to be creating binaural beats based on the frequency of deep brain stimulation. There's a brain surgery that you can get if you got Parkinson's that implants an electrode in your brain and transmits a frequency. And we actually talked with the head of surgery at UC Med Center, and they gave us the frequencies for that. So we're going to be embedding that into the music and creating music based on those frequencies in hopes of getting rid of tremors with just headphones, with just songs, which we've had some luck with already, but with just music, our music. But now we'll be embedding these frequencies that are known to get rid of tremors. And so we're really looking forward to some success in that. Also, there's actually quite a few other things. We just found an agent for my book, Sound of Love, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, that should be out in about 6 months. And really excited about that. We're going to be doing research on the sound of love to find the actual frequencies and musical intervals and such that open up the heart the most. So check out our website at soundhealingcenter.com or give us a call or email. Okay. So today's show is on compassion. And as I said, it's really, you know, something that a lot of people don't really know how to do. And the word compassion is used, I mean, people use it all over the place with, you know, not really understanding what it exactly entails and how to actually do compassion. It's really tied in with forgiveness. And in fact, you know, I've always kind of like not really understood exactly how to do forgiveness. And I looked on the web and it looks like a lot of the information about forgiveness seems to be exactly the same as compassion. I mean, it's really, you know, what it's really about is changing the frequency of upsetness to a consistent frequency that is good for yourself. We've talked about the different frequencies of different negative emotions, but whenever you're upset, it's kind of like, probably a million sounds you could come up with for being upset, but it's kind of like that. Whatever sounds you come up with for being upset, though, it's really every single one of them, I would bet, are not good for you physiologically. They do not support good electrical currents within your heart. They do not support good blood flow. They do not support your nervous system. I mean, being upset is not good for you physiologically. Whereas when you access compassion, you're actually accessing a very powerful, consistent frequency. Compassion takes some really serious energy. I shouldn't say serious energy. It takes some energy, though. It just, you know, it doesn't happen on its own unless, of course, you've been doing it for a long time and you've just got into that ethical mode, so you automatically do compassion. A good example would be the Dalai Lama. I don't know that he actually has to really think and figure out how to give compassion. He's just in that mode all the time. And that's really, really, you know, the place to be. It seems like there's really two main frequencies that we can live by easily. One is gratitude. Gratitude, I always think of as, it's regardless of the frequency, it's a consistent frequency. But I often think of it as like, whatever you come up with for gratitude. Whereas compassion, I often think of as a lower frequency, although we just had a class today on compassion in the online class. And one of the students came up with a very high frequency. So it doesn't matter, but regardless, the frequency of it is consistent. It's like a vowel sound. It's not jumping around. It's not got any distortion in it. It's not erratic. It's very consistent. And it's very powerful. You know, before we get started, though, I want to go ahead and play a song called Overcome Fear, kind of just to get us in the zone. And then we'll continue with our discussion and guided meditations on compassion. Overcoming fear. It's often, you know, to access compassion, you need to get over your own fear or your own frustration. There are various ways to do compassion. One is to see the person that you're dealing with as a baby. See them as a really happy little baby, totally connected to spirit. You know, it's like even evil people start out, although I really don't think there's necessarily are evil people, there's people that do evil deeds, they still start out as a pure baby connected to spirit. You can think of as Bush, as baby. Or think of string cases, Hitler, as a baby. Then the next step, or another way to do compassion, is to look at how they might have come to do what they do. Say they know not. Often it's because of parents, or just societal pressures or societal patterns. Sometimes it's because people are just hungry or stressed out or tired. I know that if I'm feeling really good, I've got all the compassion in the world. But if I'm really tired and worn out, it's much harder sometimes to have compassion, or just hard to remember to have compassion. So often that's a really good technique, is to just try and understand why they might have done what they've done. I would say that you could probably forgive 90%, maybe even 98% of things that people do based on the fact that they're tired, stressed out. Really, not very many people that really eat good. There's some out there, I guess. But even those, it's societal pressures and basically just, you know, the way they grew up. It could be a past life, could be an entity. You know, but there's always often a reason why they might have done what they've done. So that's another good way to bring compassion. Also, another aspect that helps you bring compassion is to really just realize that whatever upset you do, whatever reaction you have to someone that is so-called upsetting or hurting you, is simply putting out a vibration similar to what they putting out in the first place. So say whatever they've done is like, eh. Well, you're upset with them, you're going, eh. Now we have two ehs in the resonating a field of eh. It's like just contributing to that same vibration as a frequency in the world. And it's so common, eh is so common in our society, that it's so easy to get entrained into that vibration ourselves. So another thing we can have compassion for is for ourselves doing eh. So, you know, one show that I saw that was really inspiring was one of the first Touched by an Angel shows. And this surgeon actually had family, and they were driving, and a drunk driver hit them and killed his daughter, who was only like 7 years old. And then a few months later, the surgeon goes into surgery, and laying on the table is this guy, this drunk driver, who now needed surgery, who had killed his daughter. Being a touched by angel show, the angels show up and show how to have compassion for this guy. Another show that was even more inspiring, I saw on NPR, these two guys, one from Palestine and one from Israel, where they had both had their entire family killed. And so what they did is they got together and said to them, if anybody has reason for revenge, it is us. We're here to tell you to continue doing revenge. It's just going to be more of us that came like us. And the only answer is forgiveness and compassion. Just lost it when I heard that show. It was so powerful. It was so amazing. You know, years ago, about 10 years ago, I had a CFO that actually stole $1 million, and it caused my school to go bankrupt at that point. And a couple of years, I thought, I should be able to have compassion for this guy. Finally, I got after a couple of years, I realized this guy ripped me off. He's so disconnected from humanity that he has no friends and no real love in his life. And finally I was able to have compassion. I felt sorry for him as to how sad his life is. Then I actually wrote a play called Compassion. You can check it out on the web at soundhealingcenter.com/compassion. A 15-minute video demo of a play, a type play that I'm going to be doing. Looks like we just got funding for it. So take it on tour and set up an installation. So it's interesting, you know, this play, Compassion, is actually based on this guy that took me off. So it's really funny. I can actually now Dalai Lama says that you can, at any pace, always say thank you. So you, because first of all, they've created karma for themselves whenever they do something. And in essence, they have sacrificed themselves. So you can thank them for sacrificing themselves for you. Is to really be able to remember to do it sooner than later. If you are present or to have compassion at the moment, then that frequency of pain or hurt or upset doesn't get into your system, and you don't have to work on releasing it later. You're totally present. You can nip it in the bud. That's the deal. And it's so cool because then you are immediately going to a frequency that is helping yourself. I mean, it's really, I hate to say it, but when it's really, it's just stupid to get upset. You're just hurting yourself. Sure, I'll have it down completely. We're getting better. Getting quick. Bring passion to a situation. Sometimes I do have compassion. I get from these things. So instead of doing revenge, it's only hurting herself. You'll be hurting herself. We're not only creating a vibration that is not that great. Also, creating for ourselves. But the ultimate aspect of compassion is to realize that this other being and you are one. You and she are the same. When you can go to that place, when you see that you're one, being upset with them is like being upset with yourself. And you realize that the only way to really help yourself is to give yourself compassion, as we're all one. The Dalai Lama says the way to do it is to simply go and mentally realize that no one wants suffering. No one wants suffering for themselves. And no one or everyone wants happiness for themselves. And you can use those two things to link to them, to tie into them, to connect to them, and see how you are the exact same as them. Suffering. You don't want suffering. We both want happiness. But if you know a technique where you can go into a place where we're all one, that's even more powerful. One of the best places, best ways of going into a place where we're all one, I've done a few times on the show, and that's where we actually meditate on all frequencies in the universe at the same time. And the truth is, if you meditate on anything where there's more than one thing, you meditate on any two or more things at a time, you disappear. Because your brain can't really do two things at a time. Our logic only deals with one thing at a time. And you do two things at a time, you go into theta, and that is the doorway to oneness with other people. It's where you disappear. Other people have their own ways of doing it. People have gone into near death, or had near-death experiences often, know how to access oneness with all beings. Some people are just there all the time, not very many. When you can go to that place, compassion, sit down and give. No compassion to give you. Look at you. And spirit. you know forgiveness. So the best way to give is to simply open the spirit. There is no forgiveness to give. It's kind of like if you're in a state of love with someone, you're completely have fallen in love with someone. Think back to that time when you fell in love with someone. You know how when you're totally in love, everyone knows, say, what's going on with you? What are you, love? And it's like everywhere you go, like, there's light everywhere. It's like, if somebody's upset about something, it doesn't bother you at all. Like, there's nothing to bother you. It's incredible. And that lesson of compassion, it's the incredible example of it. There used to be 3,000 ashrams in Tibet. Now there's 3. I remember the Dalai Lama where they said, if you had one of those Chinese soldiers here, the Tibet, what would you say to him? Said, go over to him and hug him. Feel the feeling. Say, child, let's replace the Dalai Lama, the next Dalai Lama, and the Chinese abducted him and possibly killed him. It still has compassion. If there's anybody, think of every single person that ever hurt you, or just think of some main ones. Bring up some people that have hurt you, have ripped you off. If you disrespected you, anything, anybody that's ever hurt you, and then think, Dalai Lama has had light much more. If not be able to give compassion, able to be happy. Because he can't give compassion, that he's happy as he is. That's the core of a lot of our anger. When somebody hurts us, that anger kind of festers in there. That frequency goes around in a tape loop, repeating over and over. So, think of all of the people that hurt you. And in a minute, your meditation releases them. Although, really, the truth is, you're releasing yourself. That's life-affirming frequency going again. Consistent and pure. Great. No distortion. Some folks here on compassion. Compassion brings us to a stop. For a moment, we rise above ourselves. The Dalai Lama says, compassion is the radicalism of our time. The act of compassion begins with full attention, just as rapport does. have to really see the person. When you see the person, then naturally empathy arises. If you tune into the other person, feel them. If empathy arises, and if that person is in dire need, then empathetic concern can come. Then that begins a compassionate act. Let's say the compassion begins with attention. It's easy to have compassion for those that are in pain. A little more difficult to have compassion for somebody that hurts us in a way we can easily understand, in a way that we might have hurt other people. Somebody hurts us in a way that we've hurt the people. Most easily have compassion for them. When someone does something that you could imagine doing, that's the first part. Or if you imagine they do. Compassion is the foundation for sharing our aliveness and building a more human world. Compassion has no place in the natural order of the world, which operates on the basis of necessity. Basis of necessity. Compassion opposes this order at basis of necessity, and is therefore best thought of as being, in some way, supernatural. The value of compassion cannot be overemphasized. Anyone can criticize. It takes a true believer to be compassionate. No greater burden can be borne by an individual than to know no one cares or understands. Someone gives you compassion, just such an amazing blessing. Before I was humiliated, I was like a stone that lies in deep mud. He was mighty, came, and in his compassion raised me up and exalted me very high and placed me on the top of the wall. People's compassion can give is compassion for ourselves. Think of all the times you might have done something that you're not proud of, you don't feel good about. Perhaps there's something that you've never forgiven yourself for. Or on another level, think of all the aspects where you don't feel good enough. Where you're not pretty enough, handsome enough, tough enough, smart enough, not loving it. Wholesome. Passionate enough. Second, I'm going to do a meditation. So, having compassion for yourself. The ultimate essence of compassion is Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is often seen as holding two fingers together. As if holding a frequency. You know, like holding your thumb and your pointy finger together. You hold it in front of you. It's like you're holding a frequency still. That's often the way I think of compassion. It's the essence of a frequency that is still consistent in the dealing with something so upsetting. In many cultures, apparently there's a city in China where the essence of Kuan Yin lives. One of our instructors actually has seen Kuan Yin in the ether in this city in China. Let us listen to the rest of this song and meditate on the essence of all the people, rather the whole field of compassion that is on this planet at this time. The people that are able to hold compassion nonstop. Whenever we're at peace, compassion comes really easily. There's one Buddhist legend from the complete tale of Guan Yin and the Southern Seas, which presents Guan Yin as vowing to never rest until she has freed all sentient beings from samsara, reincarnation. Despite strenuous effort, she realized that still many unhappy beings were yet to be saved. After struggling to comprehend the needs of so many, her head split into 11 pieces. Amitabha Buddha, seeing her plight, gave her 11 heads with which to hear the cries of the suffering. Upon hearing these cries and comprehending them, Avalokiteshvara attempted to reach out to all of those who needed aid, but found that her two arms shattered into pieces. Once more, Amitabha came to her aid and appointed her 1,000 arms with which to aid the many. Many Himalayan versions of the tale include 8 arms with which she skillfully upholds the Dharma, each possessing its own particular implement, while more Chinese-specific versions give varying accounts of this number. In China, it is said that fishermen used to pray to her to ensure safe voyages. So, let's do our meditation now. I want you to focus on anything or anybody that you might still have upset about. Someone that's hurt you, or just, you know, people destroying the planet with greed and pollution and various things like that, even anger or upset over the political situation or you know, our whole situation on the planet, or someone that hurt you. Maybe it was even a parent or a sibling, or we can even include anything from a past life. Anything that we haven't let go of, that we're still thinking about, it's a good sign once you still think about something that it still hasn't been released. And tune into that, and also tune into anything that you might be upset with yourself about, any aspect of yourself that you may feel you're not good enough, or any aspect of yourself where you feel that you might have done wrong, and you deep in a deep way, or even in a not so deep way, feel bad about it. And we're going to bring that essence of compassion. First, focus on that person as being a baby. And also realize that anything they have done is only because of societal pressures or their own parents or something that happened to them. Something on the planet. And then tune in to that place where you and this other person, including yourself, are the same, where you're just all pure spirits. And we're going to listen to a song where everyone in this song is holding the intention of compassion. And if you can, tone along with this song and bring compassion to all the beings that have hurt you, including the main one, yourself. Okay. This is compassion. this essence of compassion in our intention, which is to be present enough to remember to bring it to bear. May that intention stay with you into the evening, into the rest of the night, through the rest of the weekend, where we have the solar cross or solar eclipse on tomorrow, through the week and weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead.